Hello and welcome back, entertainment fans, to the 1 Minute Movie Reviews podcast. I'm your host, Mikey 1 Minute, and this week we are taking on Ms. Marvel from Disney Plus, one of the more unexpected series that I did not have a whole lot of expectations for, and it kind of blew me away. Actually, you know what? Let's just jump right into it. So, like I said, it's Ms. Marvel. It's on Disney Plus. It's got a runtime of 6 episodes, about 40 minutes each. A quick casting of Iman Vellani. It's the only one I'm going to say because it's the only one that matters. We'll talk about her in a second. And it's got a rating of PG-14. So, 60 seconds on the clock for Ms. Marvel. What's it about? A typical teenager growing up in the U.S. has big daydreams and very big dreams of that she wants to be a superhero. Why to watch it? In the end, she is all of us. We all dream of being bigger and being the force of good, or at least I hope so. The clever animations were all over the place, especially in the early episodes, and I wish they would have done it all the way through. This whole her being a fan of Captain Marvel, that angle was really refreshing. Clever banter and childish insults made me laugh. Honestly, the biggest reason to watch is that it's a completely different story told from a completely different perspective. If you're listening to these completely false and misleading review bombing versus watching it for yourself and creating your own opinion based off of that, that's really a reflection of you and not the overall show. Why to skip it? Like most of the other Marvel's TV series, it has a villains problem. Not one to really focus on or just to hate overall. They need to really work up a harder, bigger villain for each one of these. In the middle of this series, there's a couple episodes that are kind of bland and boring, but it's for historical context, and I thought they were great, but I can see why people get tired of it. Rating out of 10. I'm going to go with the 7.5 out of 10 here. And I'm going to go ahead right now and say it's sneaky good. I wasn't expecting it to be that good, so thus the sneaky good recommendation. I strongly wish they had a better villain, but it was really cool to see a series from somebody else's eyes. What did you like? What did you hate about Ms. Marvel? Send that to me at OMMR Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Reddit, or on my webpage, 1MinuteMovieReviews.com. As always, thank you for listening. Please feel free to share me with a friend. It's the only true way to grow the podcast. Or you can leave me a review on Apple or Good Pods. So if you got 1 minute to spare, you can spin it with me as we get a magic bangle that grants us superpowers and maybe the ability to get some alone time with Brie Larson. Wait, what?